kickbacks. So it's just past Rice Howard Way. I know some assholes that teach me to climb pays, but they all have one thing up in common. Fashionable myths, they need the queen bitch. Miss Wilding, Mr. Weapon, repartee on every other day. I know about games and the games they play, just remember what we used to say. Miss Wilding, Mr. Weapon, repartee on every other day. I know about games and the games they play, just remember what we used to say. Your friends and enemies both dislike me. If the rumors were true, I'd hate me too. But I'm cold on the wire, I've never been in wire. I was watching The Wire when we first met. Like disposable cells, I was focused as hell. Mega Man 4 is still my favorite one. I pushed my will on 221, somewhere around Jaeger 19. Then I turned 20 and turned my wheel to feel myself steal Achilles' good heel. And I didn't want to weird her out, no doubt. So I felt myself write something mildly committal, where I styled around with esoteric terms to articulate the profundity in our words. Contemporaries got it locked so strange. Called a little man, atomic bomb code name. Miss Wilding, Mr. Weapon, repartee on every other day. I know about games and the games they play, just remember what we used to say. Miss Wilding, Mr. Weapon, repartee on every other day. I know about games and the games they play, just remember what we used to say. Deep down, you find me foolish. Beautiful ideals, how does it feel? My old guard fears your face. Based on the space of our embrace, get chased. In the race for respect from a female elder, I hold heat like a welder of Prometheus and you. It's time, yeah, men are tools. I accept being used, your core is cool, not cruel. You're good on the cover, I don't read books. I can't be your lover, and I'm not stupid. I don't lie on paper or between it. Julianne seems like a behemoth. She likes the boys in the band. Says that he's her all-time favorite, but I'm less Rick and more Richard D. Please don't start dissing me. No. Miss Wilding, Mr. Weapon, repartee on every other day. I know about games and the games they play. Just remember what we used to say. Miss Wilding, Mr. Weapon, repartee on every other day. I know about games and the games they play. Just remember what we used to say. Say.
Are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. What happens here is just music I like. That is the deal. I'm here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. All right, it happens to be a fun drive. Fun drive. That is the deal, folks. CITR has been doing an annual asking for money, like week or two long situation. I don't know, for like since I've been doing a radio show here. So really, I mean, I guess I started my show around 03 or so, 03, 04, something like that. And then when I first came here, we never had a fund drive. And then I guess what happened is that the powers that be thought we need some stuff around here, around the station, things that, you know, we deserve to have. And if we can ask you guys for money, that's a good way to get it, maybe. And if you don't know, CITR is a volunteer organization. We're here located on the campus of UBC, and I don't get paid. If anything, I have to pay to come here. I have to pay my parking for my parking, for my gas. And speaking of which, fun fact, I was like a minute or two late because what a nightmare. Let me tell you, my drive here from East Van was fraught with stress. I go down King Edward, right? And I'm heading west down King Edward. And I'm like at Fraser, and I'm like, why is the traffic backed up here? Like, what is going on? Turns out all the way down at Cambie and King Edward, the traffic lights are out. And if you don't know anything about King Edward, that there also happens to be a SkyTrain station. So we were, every car was doing, you know, four-way stop. And then, of course, pedestrians, like people are running out and they would just go out and stop any and all traffic that was attempting to get through, like one person. So it was a crawl. It was an absolute nightmare. So, but here I am. That just screwed everything up. And then, of course, I hit every single red light over here. It was a cosmic joke, but whatever. Okay, it's, what is it? 6:39? And let me tell you, if you would love to, because you do, donate money here to CITR, you can get, like, things. There's, like, donation bonuses, prizes, if that makes sense. So you can, for here, let's see what happens here. If you, oh, here we are. What does it say? It says swag. There's swag. Check out this year's exclusive Fund Drive swag for our supporters. You could choose to pick up your swag, and there's money prizes. So if you donate $30 or $5 a month, you can do like an annual situation. You can get earplugs. You can get CITR earplugs. Let's see. For what's this one? What's this total? Why can't I see it? What does that say? Okay, for $60 or more, you can get a yo-yo. Put a ring on it. You can get a CITR yo-yo. Let's see. For $101.9 or $15 a month, you get a dice set and Valentine's Day dedication. I'll tell you about more stuff. So anyways, if you would like to donate, it's simple. Just head on over to donate to CITR.ca. Donate to CITR.ca. And you can make a donation amount of your choice, I believe. Yeah. Oh, let's see. Yeah. So if you donate certain levels, then, like I mentioned, you do get like little prizes, but you do have to come pick them up. Does that make sense? All right. We've been in operation since 1937. We got our FM license in 1982. CITR also puts out a magazine called Discorder, which, like, especially back in the day when I was like in a band and totally running around town like a cute young 20-something-year-old, I would always be like, what's in the Discorder? Like, my band was featured a few times. I think our record was recorded or reviewed, whatever. And that's what the Discorder is all about. It's about, like, local music, local live shows, and it's free, you guys. So if you love music like I do, it's a super cool publication that you can pick up. I believe it's now, is it online or do we have, I should know this. I know. I think we still have like paper versions of the Discorder. I'm so, informative, aren't I? No, but anyways, sorry. I'm a little bit, again, my head is in a weird place after having such a stressful commute, but, all right, that's the deal. All right. Shall we listen to some music? I think we should. Okay. So the first band I have here is Glad Rags. The album I'm going to play the song from is self-titled. I'm double checking. Yes, it is. It is self-titled. I'll come back with more information about these guys. Okay, hold on. We're going to hear. Yeah, let's listen to. No, I lied. We're not going to listen to their 2015 album, which is self-titled. We're going to go to their 2021 album entitled All of Them. And we shall hear. This is a good name for a song. What's my body up to? I know. Like, what is my body up to? I don't know. I'll tell you this much. My body is not up to skiing since there is no snow. So I've been in a little bit of a bummer mood, but whatever. What can I say? Let's make sure I've got the right channels up here. Yep. Okay, but I can talk later about my depression and the lack of skiing. No, but anyways. Okay, let's have you guys head on over one more time to donate to CITR.ca. And please, you can always, because you love my show, list my show. That's the show you would like to mention. And in the meantime, let's just listen to these guys. Glad Rags, as I mentioned, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
What's my body up to?
Dancing, dancing.
What's my body up to?
I'm asking, please tell me.
What's my body up to?
Say, hey, do you notice? Do you notice that the shit ain't free? Hear what we said now, let's go kill all your idols. Yeah, don't you know they don't do shit for free? Hear what we said now, let's go muggle up, muggle up.
Have to laugh at my mistake here. That is not the Glad Rags band I was looking to play. I was like, that does not sound like what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear the band from Vancouver called Glad Rags. So that apparently is a band out of Chicago called Glad Rags. Go figure. Isn't that funny? Okay, so let's see if I can play us from the correct Glad Rags. How does that happen? Two bands. Okay, let me try this again. Here we go. There's got to be a band camp. Yes, there is. Okay, guys, let me try this again. Is this the right Glad Rags band? Yeah, this is. Okay, good. Okay, let me try it again. This is the band out of Vancouver that is for females. Okay, I'm going to try this again. And this is recorded... That's so funny. I'm laughing. This is recorded by Jesse Gander. Who doesn't love Jesse Gander? I mean, my band back in the day was recorded. Oh, and Stu McKillop, my old band, in case you're curious. It was called Clover Honey back in the day, back in like the dark ages. We had Jesse Gander and Stu, as a matter of fact, record our album. And that's the story there. Okay. Okay, let's try this again. My show's off to a silly start, isn't it? What shall we listen to? Let's hear what song? Okay. Popsicles? That sounds good. Let's hear the first song off their 2016 record called Smile. This here is the Vancouver band Glad Rags. I was like, I don't know. This isn't really doing it for me. I just feel like giving up right now. That's okay. All right, let's try it again. Okay. Here we go. We're still back to song one on my show, Sam Squanches Hardaway.
We'll be right back.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is King Khan and the Shrines. King Khan is a really cool dude. He's also known as King Khan and his Sensational Shrines. Those guys have been around, well, first of all, for a long time. They used to be, well, Mark Sultan is a bandmate of King Khan. Now, King Khan's name, I should know this, is, hold on, Arish Ahmed Khan. So Arish Ahmed Khan used to be in a band called the Spaceships. You with me so far? Then they morphed into King Khan and the Shrines out of Montreal. That's where they were based. And now out of Berlin, that's where King Khan and the Shrines, or King Khan and the Sensationalness, or whatever they're called. I know them as the Shrines, is based. All right. The song we heard there is, hold on a second, folks, is called Welfare Bread. And you can find that on the 2008, I believe, album, 2007-ish, 2008, called What Is? ! All right. Before that, we heard something from the local band Glad Rags. The song is actually called Makers. I told you the wrong name initially. And that album is 2016's Smiles. And there we go. 6:56. I'm here for another hour and 4 minutes. And I'm also here to remind you guys to please donate money. Say yes to CITR. Please. Just go to donate to CITR.ca. Everything is there. Now, back in the day, we used to have people answering phones. And that was quite the to-do around the station. It was very exciting. And like, so no more phone answerers anymore. You can do it all online. Now, if you donate certain amounts of money, levels of money, so $30, $60, $101.9, etc., you can get like prizes for that, right? So let me go over a few things. Let's say you donate $500. Wow. You can get a 2-piece cozy fit sweatshirt. It's made to order for you, and it features CITR, you know, insignia and whatnot on it. All right. Lots of things, lots of things. This is our 86th year of operation, and we will be using this money to complete our major equipment upgrade in the spring. We are hoping to, well, we will be replacing our antenna and transmitter. Our goal is $20,000, so please help us out. That would be much, much appreciated. All righty, let's continue. I'll come back with some weather in a minute. What do I have next? Ooh, I've got something from, let's listen to Phone Boy. Phone Boy is an American band out of Jersey. It is the three-piece. You've got singer-guitarist Wynn Bardem, guitarist Ricky Dana, and bass player James Fusco. All right, and they all met in college, a place called Stevens Institute of Tech, and they were formed in what year? 2018. I think these guys are cute youngins. All right, so let me go over to the song I'm going to play us from Phone Boy. It's called Moving Out. All right, this was released just under a year ago, and you can find it on the title. Moving Yeah, I think it's the title track of their album. Let me just make sure. That is it. All right, I'll come back with some weather, etc. Anyways, let's take a listen here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
It's hard to see your face. Can't believe another one, another one's replaced. The land of misfit toys.
and that's a Gilt Haunt, a nature-based music show here on CITR. This week here at CITR, it's Fun Drive. The one time a year we ask you to support our programming with a donation, ideally in the name of your favorite show, Dead Succulent Haunt.
Look, we're asking for your support to help us keep local, independent, alternative voices on air. So if you can, please donate at donate2citr.ca.
I said yes to CITR because the programming and studio managers believed in me as a student. I was playing songs that had meaning to me and my passions of the outdoors and nature. I hope that's why you and your houseplants continue to tune in Thursdays at 5 p.m. to Dead Succulent Haunt.
If Dead Succulent Haunt has meant something to you, if CITR is your preferred station here in Vancouver, support us at donate2citr.ca. That way we can continue our presence as a community resource and platform for underrepresented voices and artists.
On behalf of Dead Succulent Haunt, I thank you for listening, and now back to the music.
I can't say the words you wanna hear. I suppose.
The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is just over 21 years old. It's the Postal Service from the album, got it right here, Such Great Heights. Now, those guys were a duo, are a duo, I don't know. They released one album in total and feature, you probably know the voice, if you're not sure who the Postal Service are comprised of, that would be Ben Gibbard of, oh my God, where's my brain? I literally just stopped thinking. I almost said Modest Mouse. Oh my God. I've had such a long day. Hold on. Oh my God. From Death Cab for Cutie. Death Cab for Cutie. So Ben Gibbard, of course, Death Cab for Cutie, was living just north of Seattle when him and the other character in the band, who's known for his sort of glitchy, like, electronic stuff, that's a guy named Jimmy Tamborello, somehow got together and they collaborated. And this album, which is called, again, Give Up, it's a long-distance collaboration between the two. Tamborello had been living in Los Angeles at the time. I mean, he still could be. I don't know. And the name of the band called, again, Postal Service, was named after the method in which they recorded. So they would send demos on burned CDs through the mail. Isn't that crazy? So they would send them back and forth. And you can really hear the manipulated samples, keyboards, etc. And I believe the album itself actually came together down in, like, the production, Silver Lake. If you know anything about Silver Lake, it's like the hipster little community, like, in LA. There you go. Okay, that's the story behind Postal Service. What did we hear before that? Tegan and Sarah. Yeah, we heard a cover of a cover, pretty much. So if you ever watched the show, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I did for a little while. I wasn't super into it. Some people I know loved it. I tried, but whatever. I got a little bored. So that song from the Canadian, well, Calgarian, identical twin sister group called Tegan and Sarah, that song, Girls Talk, is actually a cover of a guy named Dave Edmonds. But then again, that's how most of us know the song, Girls Talk, from Dave Edmonds. He's a Welsh guy. But I did not know it's actually a... So he covered Elvis Costello. Does that make sense? Yeah, okay. Okay, that's the deal behind that Tegan and Sarah song. Phew. Okay, I have 44 more minutes here. And it just so happens to be Fun Drive here at CITR. So it's your opportunity to get online and donate to CITR. So it's as simple as that. Get online and type in donate to CITR.ca. And you should probably find a little box there that says, which CITR program inspired your donation? And you're going to say, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That's the name of my show, folks. So put it in there. yeah. And you can, for depending on the level of donation, like, let's say $30. You donate $30, you get CITR earplugs. There you go. And let's say you donate, $200, you would get a Nalgene water bottle. Now you have to pick it up yourself though. So no, it's not. Oh, can you get it mailed out? Huh? Wait a second. I could be saying wrong things. Yes, here it is. Yeah, actually you can get it mailed out. It says you can choose to pick it up from the station, have it mailed to you, or you don't even need to get any swag for, as like a bonus for, donating. There you go. So go to donate to CITR.ca and you'll find all kinds of swag available. All right. Okay, cool. Let's continue with the music. Oh, hey, let's not. I feel like I've been screwing all the music up. I started the show off with a band that was not the correct Glad Rags. So let's just go to weather. Weather, Vancouver. Let me give you a little forecast. Maybe I'll do a little snow forecast as well. Here we are. I'm on Environment Canada's site. The current temperature here in Vancouver is 6 degrees Celsius, observed at Vancouver International Airport. Tomorrow's Thursday, and the high is 8 degrees with a chance of showers. Friday, mix of sun and clouds, high of 7. Then we hit the weekend. Saturday, cloudy and 7. And Sunday, if you're in the mountains, this could be good. High of 8 and rain. So, I don't know. Let's now go to the snow report. Snow report. Because I think anybody who's into skiing or snowboarding has been praying and, I don't know, dying pretty much at the same time due to the lack of snow. Dying for snow. It's brutal. I just went to a Cypress party Monday night. Like, I work at Cypress part-time. And I was talking to a coworker, and he's like, yeah, like, I think he said the first season he worked at Cypress, which was 10 years ago, so 2014 or 2015, he couldn't confirm. One of those years, in mid-February, they just shut down. Like, there was so little snow that it was so barren, and there was nothing that they finally just gave up. And I'm like, no, because that's what it's like up there. If you go up to Cypress or any of the North Shore Mountains, there's nothing. And it's very depressing. Like up at Whistler, of course, there's some snow higher up. I think they're downloading at the bottom. But anyways, let's take a look here. Let's take a look. What is happening? Snow forecast. Okay. Let's see. Am I going to be skiing this weekend? Are you going to be skiing up at Cypress? I don't know. Let's take a look at Cypress. Cypress Mountain. Here we are. Okay. Let's see what's in the forecast. As I mentioned, today's Wednesday. Okay. Now, tomorrow in the morning, oh, actually throughout the day, mid-mountain, it is predicted light snow. So, what if we go to low? Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. It looks like tomorrow we're going to be getting some snow. Yes. And then let's head into Friday. Doesn't look like there's much on Friday, if any. But then Saturday. Okay. Saturday night, it appears there's going to be up at Cypress some snow. Thank God. And then Sunday, light snow. So, I don't know. I know that they're working really, really hard. And kudos to those snowmaking people up in the mountains, all the mountains, because you guys have a tough job. So there you go. That is your snow report here by Need to Be. Okay, let's see. What do we have next to play here on CITR? I've got a little, what do I have? I think I've got some, it's been a long day, folks. Just bear with me. Ah, I got this band. Oh yeah, this is good. They're called Black Honey. And we're gonna hear the song Okay from the album A Fistful of Peaches. That's what we got, folks. All right, let's enjoy and, head on over to our Fun Drive site one last time. It's called donate to CITR.ca to help us out. That would be really rad. Okay. This here is Black Honey on CITR.
Just want you to be Thank you. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Right, CITR is where we are at. That right there is X-Hex from the 2014 album Rips. We heard Waterfall. That features Mary Timoney. She's the lead singer of that three-piece killer band. She was most notably famous back in like the 90s for her band Helium. She's out of Washington, D.C., and she's just super dope. That's the story on Mary Timoney and her awesome band X-Hex. All right, before that, we heard something from a local band, Lady Hawk, from 2012. The song was No Can Do, the title track from that album. Yeah, and then before that, something from the band Bully, featuring Alicia Bugnano. She's the lead singer. With the song Let You from the 2020 album Sugar Egg. Oh, as well, we heard Crimson and Clover in there. Before that, which is a Tommy James and the Shondells cover done by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts off of her I Love Rock and Roll album. Phew, 7:40 it is, folks. I'm here until 8. I'm Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I do this show every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And it's fun drive time, folks. Fun drive. So get on your little devices and head over to donate to CITR.ca. And it's that simple. You can make a one-time donation or you can make a recurring monthly donation over the course of a year, so 12 months, of like, let's say $5. So that'd be like, you know, $60 over the course of a year. Or you can, you know, donate $30, $60, etc. And there are prizes. And these prize tiers start at $30. So if you donate $30, you can get earplugs. Very cool CITR earplugs. Yo-yo. Hey, guys. If you donate, what, 50? Is that what it says? Or is it 60? 60. You can get a yo-yo. CITR yo-yo. Hey guys, and if you keep going up that scale, let's say for if you donate $500, you can get a just married sweatsuit. It's a cozy fit for settling down. All right, this set is made to order just for you. All right, anyways, tomorrow ends our fun drive, so head on over, and of course, mention my show, which is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. We all like to get a little shout out someplace in life. And there you go. That's how that works. We're hoping to get our goal of $20,000. And with that money, we are hoping to complete our major equipment upgrade in the spring by replacing our antenna and transmitter. All right. Okay, let's see what else we have here, folks. Okay, what do we have here? Whew, so much, so much. I think we're going to head on over to, a little bit of Jesus and Mary Chain, right? Oh, yeah, so much goodness here. Let's listen to something from the Stoned and Dethroned album. Sometimes, Always. This is such a great song. This features... what's her face from Mazzy Star? I should know this. What's her name? Mazzy Star. It's gonna drive me nuts. It's gonna come to me before I Google it. What is her name again? Hope Sandoval. That's it. Hope Sandoval. So yeah, let's go back to 1994. That seems about right. And listen to this song that featured Hope Sandoval from Mazzy Star and, of course, the Jesus and Mary Chain. And the video for this song is so great. I love it. And the lyrics on this song, Sometimes Always, are so in the girl's favor. So in the girl's point of view. Like, he's such a jerk. If you just listen to this song, you're like, yeah, no, she does not deserve you back at all. That's my point of view. All right, but whatever. Here we are. This is the Jesus and Mary Chain on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
We'll be right back. nothing and it even gone. Well, the car was on blast, but I was already where I want.
Evening was consoling, saying, see, it wasn't quite as
All right, it's 7:55 and my fun drive show is almost over. Let me please remind you one last time to go to donate to CITR.ca. Donate to CITR.ca. And there it is super easy to share your money with us, to give your money to us, so that we here at CITR can upgrade our equipment. We want to replace our antenna and transmitter. If you could help us reach our fundraising goal of $20,000, that would be absolutely fabulous. And where it says which CITR program inspired you your donation, you would put Sam Squanch's Hideaway, right? Of course you would, because that is where it is at. Okay, so one more song. I'm going to leave us with something. And I think I'm going to leave us with, what do I have for us? One of two things. I think I'm going to leave us with, where is it? Maybe Hope from Descendants. It's a good song. It's nice to leave with hope, isn't it? I don't know. 2 minutes and 43 seconds. That should bring us right to the end of the show. And I'll be back in 2 more weeks with Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is Anita Binder saying, or Anita B saying, gracias, amigos. Thank you. As I mentioned, let's listen to some Descendants. Where are we at here? Do I have it? Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver with the Descendants. Oh, no, not that version. Okay, screw that. I'm taking that back. That's like not a good version, and I don't know how I got that confused in there. Okay, let's find something else. Let's listen to some Cub. Here we go. This is Cub. This is the girl sensation band of like the mid-90s on Mint Records. Lisa Marr on lead vocals, Robin Awada, Valerie, who sadly died, Valeria. We're going to hear their cover of the Go-Go's. This is a good one. This is Vacation on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Yeah. Welcome to this episode of A Thunderbird Eye. My name is Nanaki, and I am your host here for the CITR's Sport Collective show, Thunderbird Eye. And today is a very special edition of the show, a very special episode today. This is our Fun Drive episode. So what is Fun Drive, you may ask yourself? And also, actually, if you've been tuning in for longer than just the last 30 seconds, you've probably heard a lot about Fun Drive so far on this radio channel. And Fun Drive is the CITR's annual week of fundraising during every show that airs in hopes of raising money to keep the station running and all of our shows and events going. So we ask the community to show their support with one-time or monthly donations that can happen at donate to